Life's getting better. Welcome to May. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. I think by now you're used to the new number, but just in case you aren't, here it is, May Day. In honor of it, we're going to pump it out right at the top, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Speaking of numbers, the Navy SEALs feel like unfairly the president has their number when it comes to using the death of Osama bin Laden to his advantage. Here's the one thing that I would say. If you were Barack Obama and you're running for re-election, and imagine the people around the president doing just that. In fact, they dumped out of the White House two of his trusted right-hand men, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, to get him re-elected. What do you think they're ultimately going to use? They're going to use the high points of what was his first term, and one of the high points would have to be the death of Osama bin Laden. However, you hate to see the SEALs saying that the president is taking credit for bin Laden and it's a cheap shot. A couple of former SEALs say the problem is they don't like being used as ammunition for his campaign. Now, one of them is a Montana state congressman, Ryan Zink, who's a former commander in the Navy. In fact, he was in the Navy for over 23 years, and he was a SEAL, and he led SEAL Team 6's assault unit. And he told a British newspaper that the decision was a no-brainer, that he would applaud the president for making it naturally, but he wouldn't overly pat himself on the back for making the right call. To be fair, Zink is a Republican, so he slammed Obama for exploiting the death. But people are talking about how should you recognize the death of a thug, and I'm being kind, like Osama bin Laden. And I say people should be able to recognize it however they want to, recognize it or not recognize it or whatever. Of course, getting him and all of the tales of almost could have, should have, could have smoked him out, Clinton could have had him. I was sick of hearing about that, especially living through what happened in New York and really feeling for the people who were walking around, frankly, like ghosts for a very, very long time. The president says marking bin Laden's death isn't really a celebration, but it's what they're going to do at the White House. And there's a big special plan for NBC as to what it was like in the Situation Room when all this was going on. Because remember, the grenade, so to speak, of his death was launched in the United States after everything had taken place very late on Sunday. We came on the air and had somebody on from Talk Radio News in D.C. to talk about the White House notifying people and just doing that shortly before midnight East Coast time. And this had unfolded a lot earlier in the day. So with the back and forth of that, the president, the day, couple of days before May Day and May 2nd, which is the actual anniversary of the killing of bin Laden, the focus for at least a few minutes anyway was on Japan and a newly forged, well, not friendship, but I guess you could call it an alliance.
I'm proud to announce that we have agreed to a new joint vision to guide our alliance and help shape the Asia-Pacific for decades to come.
All right, smart to keep Japan right there, of course, with China and everybody else in Asia kind of in flux, let's say. But that's not a surprise. There's some rearranging going on with the military and the closing of a few bases and moving some, if you will, assets around, which was already on the books and was bound to happen. But the bin Laden thing was still hanging around in the air because of the fact that we're getting closer to that date and that there are reports that Al-Qaeda terrorists are trying to board planes headed for the United States with body bombs, like the underwear bomber a few years ago that was headed to Detroit. Abdullah Muttalib, if you remember, he was going to blow himself up and blow that plane up, apparently, with all of the CIA's assets and other intelligence folks in Europe. What they've been able to uncover is there are definitely people who are going to try to blow up planes with those bombs. So security at airports in England, in Europe, Middle East have been increased with more federal air marshals shifted overseas ahead of this anniversary of the death of bin Laden, which would be a year ago on Tuesday, So here we are looking at the reaction to bin Laden already at the top saying not a celebration. Then we haven't even gotten to the fact that the president's been heavily criticized for a commercial that's running with Bill Clinton, the former president, talking about and singing the praises of Barack Obama for pulling the trigger, if you will, on the Navy SEAL team and making it happen as the commander in chief. A lot of Republicans are calling foul on that. And some others, too, like I mentioned, the Navy SEALs, they weren't happy about being part of the political process, saying it was the cheap shot, as I mentioned. And I say if he's running, of course, he's going to use whatever the high marks are. So this would be a high mark, and I don't think it's a surprise that this is something that's happening. I think the surprise we don't want to happen is any of these bombs going off on planes with any Americans on board, or anyone really, but anyone on board these planes, especially headed to the United States. A lot of medical people say there is plenty of room in a stomach area for an implanted explosive, and they would have to go in and implant it in the organs, but it could be done. There is no definite threat, but there is concerns that, especially in Yemen, the Al-Qaeda branch there is the biggest threat now to the United States, because it was Yemen's chief bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Asari, who has been designing body bombs to get past security now for a while, and he was the one who had that bomb in the 23-year-old brother's body for a suicide mission aimed at the Saudi intelligence chief prince, and the bomb exploded prematurely, and the only casualty was the brother of the chief of the Saudi Arabia intelligence chief, and he was tied to other bomb plots around the world too. So yes, it's not a shocker that we know that this could be a possibility, but we certainly hope and pray that that's not something we're going to be talking about here on America Tonight. Luckily, we haven't had to do that. All right, stick around. More to come here on the show. A little bit of odds and ends as we mix it up in a couple of different directions. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talking more about bin Laden. In fact, there's a great fiction book out that I like that I read called Kill Bin Laden. It's by John Weissman, and I think it's one of the best accounts, hands down, that I've seen, period. And we'll get him on the show to talk about that, but it's an interesting read without a doubt. So celebrating it, not celebrating it, who cares? And let's hope that there's no people with body bombs from Yemen on planes that are headed to the United States and they wreak havoc with the day. We haven't seen that. There have been other anniversaries of other things that have been marked, like 9/11 every year. You always hear that ooh, 9/11, this possibly could happen, and we're starting to hear some chatter about this attack that might be planned, and thank goodness that none of that has ever materialized. There have been possibilities, but it has not materialized. So yeah, I don't know what it is about boats and people getting on boats and ferries lately. There have been some rough things that have happened with ferry crossings and also on cruise ships, of course, and in India, they've had a few problems. They say at least 100 people are missing after a boat carrying 350 people broke into two pieces late on Monday. Deep sea divers, disaster rescue soldiers are still trying to find anyone that they can possibly find. They worked through the night and are still working, I understand. They got heavy winds and rain and all that to try to recover everyone they possibly can. You had about 150 people or so that actually had to swim for their life and were rescued by people in villages nearby who were able to pull them out of the river. But you've got cargo and things that are just floating down the river. But it's not about things, but it's about those people mostly And the fact that this boat just capsized in heavy wind and rain and just dumped people all over the place. And they're still trying to account for people, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what it was that did this. So they've pulled some people out. They've had some people that have swum to shore. That's the good thing. And sadly, so many are missing, and it was about 215 miles west of the state capital of Gahati, which is close to the river near Bangladesh. And this is where this ferry tipped over. And most of these ferries, no surprise when you think of India and the amount of people, why they allowed this, but they're overcrowded. So they're not concerned about the capsizing or safety regulations. And then look what has happened here. And unfortunately, it's led to too many people that can't be saved, too many people that they couldn't possibly fish out of that river. And I mentioned this before, this isn't the first time that we've seen this with India. Sadly, this tragedy has been played out before. And like I said, part of it is because of the cramming of all the people, all the people on the boats, just getting them in there, getting them on there, and then ultimately taking off from that point. I said this is odds and ends, so we mix in a lot of different things that I think are buzzworthy across the country. And I mean, there's way too many stories that we could ever possibly get to. And that's why I do this, to whip in some other things of interest that either will shock you, just, you know, make you go, wow, I can't believe it, or make you think about something that's happening in the U.S. One of the other things I think is that's interesting that's being talked about, the vice presidential choices. Now, who ultimately, we all like a mystery, but we want to know the end now. There really are people who read the end of the book so that they can relax and read the rest of it, which I can't imagine knowing the end without knowing what leads up to the end. It'd be like watching a movie in reverse. For me, it wouldn't work. Maybe for some of you, it does. You pick up Clancy, you pick up James Patterson, or I don't know who you read, Stephen King, and then you actually go to the back of the book. Oof, no way. We talked to this guy in New Hampshire, John Sununu, and he's looking at maybe 19 or 20 potential VP choices. The former New Hampshire governor said that they've got a long list that's being considered, and they've got a bowl with about 20 little folded pieces of paper in it, and they keep shaking the bowl. That's what Sununu described it as, because this is just the early stages of trying to figure out who would make the best VP. Somebody who's talked about a lot, because Ohio's a key state, is Senator Rob Portman. Then you also have in Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He's been talked a lot because of his background, his youth, and the fact that he is a senator from Florida, which would mean lots of delegates. And if you're keeping track, and you heard what I said on the previous show, he needs about, Romney would need at least 270, probably way more than that, to really seriously challenge President Obama, because now you're talking about unseating an incumbent and all that goes along with that. So he's got to have, I think he has to have someone strong, frankly, that can almost guarantee they can deliver the state, whether it's Portman in Ohio or Rubio in Florida. I think that's probably where a lot of this has to focus. There's not going to be a rock star chosen. There's not a rock star politician that they're going to go after. The Condi Rices, those kind of people, Colin Powell, they're not interested. Or some crazy, crazy Hail Mary. Mitt Romney's not going to take that chance. Somebody out of left field that nobody knows. You might not know him, but it's going to be somebody that's in the inside, and at least the inside of the Romney campaign anyway, and somebody who can deliver, somebody who they think, because they can't, you know, 100% be sure, but somebody they think can deliver a state, a big state with big implications. Yeah, boy, that makes sense to me. Absolutely. In a courtroom in North Carolina, it makes no sense what John Edwards did, especially with all the money he had and the connections and whatnot. Why would he possibly do that? And the answer is he was trying to get away with it. He was trying to cover up the fact that he was hanging around a video, a woman who was supposedly videotaping what was happening on the campaign trail, and he got her pregnant. Whoops. And then they tried to hide her away, and she didn't really want to be hidden away, so she was tough to deal with by all accounts. And, you know, ultimately the thing is that John Edwards, sadly, who at one point was the beacon of helping poor people and going after some of the bad guys in the courtroom in his initial career, now is somebody whose life is like a soap opera being retold in this courtroom, where there's a good chance with these federal charges that are hanging over his head with the campaign finance violations, he could do a lot of time for this. And the wife of his campaign ad is done serious damage to him in the process, because her name's Sherry Young. She's saying that she felt like she didn't have a choice but to follow suit and do what they wanted her to do, go along with the cover-up. And she said she didn't want the responsibility for it, so she would question. But in the end, she did it. In the end, she did whatever she had to do with this Ryle Hunter, who was pregnant and carrying John Edwards' child and was going to blow the whole thing up. Prosecutors accused John Edwards of conspiring with Andrew Young to solicit more than $900,000 in illegal campaign money from two wealthy donors as part of a plan to conceal the mistress. Of course, he didn't want anyone to know that he wasn't such a good guy after all. And frankly, he wanted to stay in the race. That's the thing. I think he wanted to stay as long as he could stay. And so if it meant keeping her quiet, then it was going to be about keeping her quiet so he could still continue to run. All right, coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk with a leading conservative voice about Mitt Romney, why he's the guy, also Gingrich finally bailing and why he waited so long and what all of that entails. Hang with us.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Squad customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Everybody tells me how I can be the odds for now. I've been standing by the fire, I just can't feel the heat, can't feel the heat.
Talk finally about the big secret that I was going to unveil on the show. Finally, we can pull back the curtain and tell you. I've mentioned the stories about my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and his father before him, and how worried I was, frankly, about my own ticker. So I used to run. I stopped running because I was afraid maybe that would be dangerous for me. Very, very concerned about the heart. Had two friends that were only in their 30s and had both of their chests cracked open, for lack of a better way to say it, because they had to have emergency bypass surgery. So I didn't want to end up the same way. And I took a chance on a really cool product called Extendivite. And I am so glad that I did, because I saw my blood pressure numbers, which I have to admit, I had no idea. It's almost like I was afraid. I had no idea what they were. Went and checked them and was shocked by what I found before I started taking it a couple of months ago, and then ultimately how it dropped considerably. My doctor, Dr. Marcus, was like, "What's going on?" So I feel great, and I am very thrilled to start this heart campaign off, because this is my passion. Don Wiskin is the guy who started Extendivite, and he has personal reasons as well for going in this direction. Don, thanks for, of course, doing this heart campaign with us, and we're thrilled to have you on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. It's good to be out there and sharing my message.
So what? Tell us about your family. I mentioned that my grandfather, Gerard, I never got a chance to meet him. He died of a heart attack before he was 40, and his father before him died of a heart attack before he was 40 as well. You have an interesting story, even personally, but also with your family, some things have happened. So heart problems running the family with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the funny thing was is, you know, my dad's father and mother both lived into their 80s and 90s. My mother's side, they both lived into their 80s and 90s. The women lived longer, mind you. But my father was 62 when he died from complications of bypass. My brother Wayne was 44 when we found him. He had passed away in his apartment over a long weekend there in July of 97. And then right after that, in July of 97 and January of 98, my mom passed away from a stroke while she was in bed. My sister and I were actually talking on the phone about trying to get her to come and live with my wife and I so that she wouldn't be alone in her house. And she passed away during that conversation. And then my brother showed up for the funeral, the oldest brother. I hadn't seen him since 89. This was in January of 98. He was 53, and I looked at him. I says, Doug, you look really good. And he says, you can't believe how bad I feel inside. And 21 days after my mother passed away, he came into his house and told his wife that he wasn't feeling good, and he wouldn't let them send an ambulance. So she drove him to the hospital and dropped him off at the emergency door, and, well, she was parking the car. He passed away. That was in February of 98. Then in June of 98, I was 42. My wife came home and found me on the floor in the living room. I had had a massive heart attack. I didn't know what had happened. And I was, you know, she woke me up and said, what's going on? And I said, oh, I don't know. I said, I think I maybe have had a heart attack. And she said, well, what do you want to do about it? And I said, well, let's go to the hospital. And then here, you know, I didn't really have any serious chest pain. I was just very uncomfortable. But as we were driving up the road to the hospital, just as we were about to turn into the parking lot, that's when the chest pain really started. And that's when I started praying that, you know, we made it. And all I could envision was, you know, what happened to my brother. And so I said to the wife, I says, drop me off at the door and, you know, park the car. I walked in, and they were quite busy. And she said, sit down and give me your information. I said, I don't have time. I dropped, I think, my health card and a few other cards. It says, my wife's parking the car. I don't have time for this. I turned around and walked through the double doors into where I knew there was doctors. And a lady doctor grabbed me and put me on a bed. And the next thing I know, it's 3 days later, and I'm waking up and checking myself out of the hospital in denial. I bounced off the walls trying to get home. And because I wasn't really in that great of shape, I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. And I wound up having another heart attack a few days later and going back to the hospital, and then I had to hang around for an angioplasty. So that's how it all happened in our family.
Wow. And so that led, now you've been doing this, Extendivite has been around, you started it, went through the hoops of getting it out there for the last 12 years. What led you to do that? Because of this whole family history, you thought, wow, I gotta figure something out here. You know, this can be my world, this can be business, but it's also such a personal thing for me.
Well, what really happened, Kate, is, you know, I started taking this stuff. Well, my wife took a tofu cooking class because we had to change our life. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I had a 95% blockage in one artery, and I was over 75% the rest. They only put one stent in. But I couldn't do the things that I was supposed to be doing. I mean, I turned 43 in the hospital, but I was a roofing contractor, and I had to go to work. And so she came home with some information about these garlic cayenne drops, and I thought, well, what the heck? What have I got to lose? So I started taking it, and 7 months later, I had some weird chest pain. I went to my doctor, and she sent me for all these tests, and it turns out that weird chest pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. And they couldn't find any blockages. Now, my doctor, my GP, took me off of all the medicine that she could take me off of. And my cardiologist, well, he fought a little bit to take me off of one of the drugs he had me on because it was a study case. But I'd already stopped it because I knew that it was going to happen. But I went and saw him anyways, and I got off of that. And I started telling people about it. You know, I said, look, this is what it did for me. And more and more people started taking it, and more people started getting better. And next thing you know, I was listening to a radio show in Vancouver, Canada, because that's, you know, I am in Canada. And I heard the announcer talking about stuff like that and chelation. So I phoned in and said, you know, this is what happened to me. And he says, you know, I've heard about you. I'd like you on my show. That was the beginning of the journey that I've been on ever since 1999.
Yeah, and for you, it's so personal, and it's also personal from the sense that you care, that you're hearing people, they're sending you notes, they're telling you their story, whatever it was they were dealing with, and then the amazing results that they've had, because that's what you want. You want to hear that, geez, this, you can't believe what's happened, and I imagine that's really kept you going.
Oh, it has. I mean, there's nothing better than when somebody phones you up and tells you how, you know, their mother, who had been housebound for the last few years, has been taking your product over the winter, and, you know, in the summertime she went off to the cottage and spent 3 weeks down with the grandchildren, which she hadn't been able to do in years, and she was outside enjoying herself the whole time. I mean, when you can make that much of a difference on some people, it's really amazing. And even yourself, when you were talking about your blood pressure, one of the things that some people have called us and said that, you know, the extent of it lowered their blood pressure so fast that it scared them. And, you know, they weren't ready to run to their doctor and talk to the doctor about getting off of the medication. And that's one thing that you pretty well have to do. I mean, as you're going along with this, as you're seeing improvements, you need to, you know, talk to your doctor and say, what can we do about lowering this? Like, we had one guy who was on Coumadin for many, many years, I think around 10 years, 1 year on Extendivite, and he's no longer on Coumadin because ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners. So it's allowed him to get off of the warfarin and still maintain a healthy life.
Oh, and that's tremendous. Imagine the savings, too, because you, and who wants to be on all those drugs? That's the thing. And everything's natural, too.
Absolutely. It's garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And we have it in liquid and capsules. We have a manufacturer in Quebec who makes our capsules for us, and they're top of the line. They do all of the tests to make sure that the product is right up to the standards and it has the frequencies that we're looking for so that it can be assimilated. And the gentleman out west who's making our liquid has been doing this for almost his lifetime, and he's in his 80s, and he just loves it. You know, he takes it, he drinks it by the bottle, but we only need 15 drops three times a day, but he's quite a character.
Yeah, and so either I was doing the capsules, and I like the capsules. It was easy to take them in the morning, and then that's when I started to see. I was stunned, like you said, how the blood pressure numbers were just unbelievable. And I didn't really, frankly, know that they were even where they were. So it was to me, it was just very eye-opening, because I am still very concerned, of course, about the heart. Because what do? You've given us the story in your own family, some of the things that have happened. So if somebody wants, and we're going to keep telling everybody other people's stories, what's happened, things to be aware of with the heart, and we've got a long way to go. We're going to talk about other things that have worked for other people. So if somebody's listening to us, they can go to the website, extendovite.com. That's one way, and it's with an X, extendovite.com. You can also go to press 4, say America Tonight, Extendovite, and it'll give you all that information. So that's the app that I have. You can do that. That's a good way to get there. And what's the number, too, Don?
Well, our toll-free number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And heartdrop.com is our main website. The extendivite.com will take you there. But we've had heartdrop.com up and running for a long time because, you know, in the beginning it was just in liquid form, so 15 drops three times a day on your tongue. And with the capsules, as you know, you should take it before you have something to eat, because sometimes the herbs in there, the garlic or the cayenne, may cause a little bit of a repeat. So if you take it before you start eating food, you won't have any problem.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Don, look forward to our conversation next week. We'll talk about some other things that have happened as a result of Extendivite. Thanks so much for being on this heart campaign with us here on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for helping me down the road to get this message out to more people.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome our next guest. We spared no expense in our virtual green room. She might have a latte, or knowing this woman, she's got a plain old great cup of coffee in her hand, I think. You know her name, Bay Buchanan. She's a political strategist, pundit. You've seen her all over the place, from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, etc. She really needs no introduction. We're going to talk to her about what's happening with the Republican Party, and we're also going to talk to her about her brand new book that I read in a day, Bay and Her Boys. She has some fine-looking boys who seem to be pretty well adjusted, from what I understand. Of course, she would know better than I do. Bay, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's my pleasure entirely. I appreciate you having me on.
So Newt Gingrich finally is waving the flag. He's dropping out officially for some reason in Washington on Wednesday. You're not surprised by this now at this stage in the game.
No, I'm not. In fact, I was surprised he stayed in as long as he did. Every candidate has to make their own decision. I respect that. But he was going nowhere, and it was not looking good for him to stay in the race. So I think his better side got, he made a good decision for himself, and I suspect many of his close friends suggested this would be the best route.
Now, do you think he'll help with conservatives, and will he push things toward Mitt Romney, or you don't know?
I think he will. Not only has he indicated, but it's what we do. It takes a while to get over a primary, Kate. I've been in many of them, and you just don't change overnight. You know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension out there. You're beating up each other. You get angry at one another. And so when you lose, it takes a little while just to back off, reflect. But the key is, as he said in many debates, as Newt made this point many, many times, that the real opponent is Obama, Barack Obama, and he has indicated that he wants to help not only Mitt Romney pull this, and he wants to pull the party together to get behind him, to do what he can do along there, those lines, but also to help other Republicans running across this country.
Mitt Romney's the guy. Why is he the guy? What do you like about Mitt Romney?
I have liked him for a number of years. I got to know him 4 years ago, got to know him quite well. The first thing is, as a conservative, I have to look at the country and where it needs to go in order to pull it out of the mess it's in. And I feel that the nation is really faces an enormous economic crisis. And so that's the number one issue, that we have to find someone qualified who also has the guts, the leadership, to come to this town and do what's necessary. And to me, Kate, that means somebody from outside of Washington. I've seen too many friends come, in this town, get into different positions of power, and they're so attached to others in the town, other interest groups, that they aren't able to do the really, that make the tough decisions. I think Mitt Romney has proved himself time and again to have that kind of leadership. And that's what the country needs more than anything else, is his expertise and his backbone when it comes to just doing exactly what is necessary to send businesses the message and the policies that it's time to start expanding and growing and hiring.
All right, good reason. It makes sense to me. Your boys, did you raise them to talk about politics? Was that okay at the dinner table?
It's funny. I became a single mom, as you read, when I was pregnant with my third son. And so I raised them pretty much alone the whole time. In fact, entirely since they were 4 years old, the oldest. And what I would do, it was interesting, is they could see that the way I had to make a living, this was my business, I had to provide for these kids, I was in politics. And so to them, politics was what took mom away from them. In their mind, those two were closely associated. And so they really had no interest in politics until they got into college. And then they started to look at it a little more closely. And now that they're working, and one of them is in law school just finishing up, another one is working, and they're married with kids, I'll tell you, they're all over the political. They call me all the time asking me what's going to happen here. The primaries worried them silly, and they were concerned, if their candidate was going to win or not. They were mostly very supportive of Mitt, but I had a couple Ron Paul fellows very close to Ron Paul as well, so I wasn't sure which way they would go if the decision came down to the two of them.
There you go. I love that. And you have to be proud of your son, Billy. He was, Stanford Law School? Is that where he went?
Yeah. He is graduating from Stanford Law. This is a kid that is very impressive. He is smart. I'm the first to say he's very, very smart. But he's not the smartest kid out there. He is the smart kid that works harder than anyone else. And so it's that combination. And I'll tell you who else had it. It's my brother, Pat. My dad used to always say, you can say what you want about Pat. The guy whose light was on late at night when Dad went to bed was Pat, still working on the homework. And so he's a kid that is a very impressive young man, and now married, the father of two, and just graduating and done very, very well. And the amazing thing is, he's a kid that taught me, never tell him he can't do something because he'll prove me wrong, It's remarkable.
But
all
three
of my kids are impressive, impressive young men. And we went through some very tough times, as anyone who's a single mom will tell you. It's a blow to kids to have to see their dad leave the home, not to be there for them for all those important events, and to just to have to get through life knowing that their dad is not there at home, number one. And then, of course, my boy's dad died when they were young, high school age, and that was a second blow to them, that they would never be able to get real close to him when they got older, which is what they had hoped.
Oh, yeah. One of the things you say, it's interesting to bring up the dad and how important that is, and you talk about it, let their dad be their dad, and you say, don't share all the dirty details of the divorce with the kids, and don't badmouth the kid's dad. I think that's tough, Bay, for a lot of people. They can't help themselves.
It is tough, and that's why I wrote that, because, I know a lot of single moms and single dads, and And I know my own experience, how very, very tough it is. I don't want you to think I was a saint. But, you know, you have to come to grips with the fact that all the statistics show that the most, you know, that if a child is raised, children are raised in a two-parent home, they thrive better, they do better. The statistics are incredibly convincing that that's the best environment. And so then I would think about it, well, what about somebody who doesn't have that opportunity anymore? There's millions of single moms across the country. We don't have opportunity to have a dad in their dad in their home, but we want our kids to thrive. So what I did, and this is throughout the book, is try to figure out what's the message to single moms. How can we make up for that incredible loss that the kids feel? No matter what we do, it's going to be present. But there's things you can do to compensate for it. And so that my second chapter makes a very strong and, I think, compelling case that if you can't have a dad in the home, let them have a dad in their life. Do everything you can to encourage that relationship, because he's the second most important person to them. And just because he hurt you doesn't mean that he will hurt them. If he's willing to give them that kind of close relationship, you should do everything you can to give your kids an opportunity to have it. And so I go through many different ways of doing it. Just realize that you've got to do what's best for your children. That's your goal as a mom, especially a single mom, but all moms, to do right by your kids. And number one is not to badmouth the other spouse.
This is,
I know it's tough, but you know what? Parenting is tough.
I agree. I agree with you, absolutely. We're talking with Babe Buchanan. She's got a great book out called Bay and Her Boys. And I love what you said, too. You talk about, you know, being their parent, not their friend. Boy, you see that all over today, Bay. So many people are doing that, and I don't think it works either.
Oh, I don't think so at all. And, you know, again, what's best for the kids? Isn't it easier to be the kid's friend, Kate?
Absolutely.
That's a breeze. So what are you going to do tonight? That's great. Have a good time. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's an easy way out. I feel very, very strongly that, again, they need that authority figure in their life. They need that guidance. And that is what is, I talk about having dinner with your kids. As you said, could we talk politics at the dinner table? Kate, I had these three boys, and they would talk up a storm. I had no idea what they were talking about and could have cared less. They talked about sports. They talked about the latest, you know, electronic games. They would laugh hysterically about silly little dumb things. And I would be sitting at this dinner table thinking, could there be anything more boring to do than have dinner with these three boys? And yet, again, this is where I belong. It'd be much more fun for me to go after work and have some drinks with, you know, some friends and come in after dinner. But you can't. You have to be there time and again. So in the book, I point out different ways that I, at least, try to make it more interesting, because that dinner was so tough for me. Well, they're not only not interested in politics, they weren't interested in anything I had to say or any questions I might ask. You know, all the answers were, yep, nope. You know, that was it. So we played games at the dinner table. I did all kinds of things to get them going so there would be a dialogue. And I'd be somehow included in at least part of it.
I love that. Perfect way to stop this. Bay and Her Boys, pick it up. She's got great advice, just chock full of stuff for all of you. Great read. Bay, thanks so much. We'll see you at the convention.
Thanks, Kate. I look forward to it.
Me too. Thanks, Bay.
Bye-bye.